This Get Made. Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made. Huge, giant news. A few weeks ago I came to you guys, I said, we need a forum. We need some sort of voting system for you, the fans, to make your voices heard about what movies you would like to see reviewed on the show. Guess what? We've done it. That's right. We have a brand new feature called For Your Inconsideration. You go to fyi.earwolf.com. That's fyi.earwolf.com. You can vote on a movie, and this is fucking cool. I can't tell you how great it is. Gabe Dannon over at Earwolf created this for us. It's amazing. Right now, the votes are coming in fast and furious right now. Number one film to be reviewed is The Happening. Number two, Space Jam. Number three, Howard the Duck. Come in. Get your votes up on this. It's amazing. It's fyi.earwolf.com. You can finally make your voices heard. Vote there. You don't have to write me emails. You don't have to post it on a website. Just do it right there. So go to fyi.earwolf.com. Finally, you can pick the movies that we will talk about. But that's not to say that this week we have a great movie for you. We don't often do musicals. Well, actually, I guess we do. Well, we haven't often done a Dolly Parton movie, and that is what we have coming up next. This movie is a recent film, as a matter of fact. It is a little film called Joyful Noise, all about the competitive world of gospel singing. Boy, oh boy. Well, who's starring in that, Paul? Oh, well, I'll tell you. The wonderful Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton. They go head-to-head to get their gospel choir some dough. It's a crazy movie. So bizarre. There's a Dolly Parton and Queen Latifah food fight in it. I think the first of its kind. How was the movie received, Paul? What's that? Well, mixed to negative. It has a 33% on Rotten Tomatoes. Basically, what's good about this movie are the musical numbers. What's bad about the movie is everything else. The dialogue is pretty atrocious. It's pretty good. I'm going to say enjoy it. Take a listen to the trailer.
The church council has already discussed it.
I think I know where this is going.
We've decided to offer the position to Vi Rose Hill.
Thank you, Pastor.
They live in the same small town.
People do care. And if you don't like that, maybe you should move to New York.
I did not ask to be made choir director. The council chose me over you. Mm-hmm.
They share the same big dreams.
Today, we are going to go out there and we are going to win this thing.
Stop.
Next year.
It's not going to be next year.
It's too expensive.
And we always lose.
But the only way to win the competition...
We got
to
shake them up.
Pop. Get your Beyonce out of my face.
...is for someone to change their tune.
Oh! Are you kidding me? Make some noise up in this.
Y'all remember my grandson, Randy?
He's a good singer, Mama.
You just want to be near my little girl.
Can you help me sing my song?
Completely change the way the choir sings. Who knows what he'll do next?
I love those old songs, but Randy's right.
We are not going out like this. Not you, not me, and not this choir.
Well, I am who I am.
Well, maybe you were five procedures ago.
And how much did she spend on all that?
Who cares if I've had a few little nips and tucks? God didn't make plastic surgeons so they could starve.
That was amazing.
Singing is the only time I feel important.
You know we're going to LA, right? Someone could hear you who might actually matter.
Baby, nobody ends up with the boy they like when they were 16.
This isn't about that. This is about me.
Raise your voice and dream big.
It's like I've waited my whole life.
You are infallible, untouchable, unlovable.
Ow! Well, you're breaking my hair.
Put that online.
We just go to Los Angeles and we do our best.
Look at my butt. I'm a good girl.
Stop.
I'm very, very proud to be your mother. I love you.
Joyful Noise.
Split it with those nails, Edward Scissorhands.
That's Joyful Noise. You know, I know you might be saying to yourself, Paul, it's unfair for you to critique a movie that's all about, you know, people performing, gospel choir, singing. It's only, you know, it's only doing people good. I'm going to say no. No, because that's where the craziness comes from. These really goody-goody movies where people are so pure and so nice, that's where you get, like, you know, the versions of, like, the outside kid, and he's such a goody-goody kid, he's not even, like, a tough kid. It's great. You're going to enjoy it. And if you're a fan of musicals, well, then look at that. You got it. You're going to kill two birds with one stone. So I hope you enjoy it. We have a very special guest next week, Fred Stoller, who is a new movie, Fred and Vinny, is available on Netflix Instant. And he has a brand new book out, which is really funny. It's called Maybe We'll Have You Back, The Life of a Perennial TV Guest Star. So get ready to listen to him next week. But now we go on to Corrections and Omissions, which will be done in London. So take it away, future Paul. There's always a part of the show where we have missed things. We have not said things. It's a part of the show that we like to call Corrections and Omissions. This is for Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. Clem Johnson, or Johansson, wrote, if you watch Copland carefully, you'll see there's a clear through line between the two characters. See, Clem believes that Stallone is essentially playing the same character decades later. The mother love has been beaten into him, and he's a wreck. So watch Copland and think of Stallone as the same character from Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. I will not do that, but thinking about that really makes me laugh. So thank you, Clem Johansson. We have had a lot of great stuff on the message boards this week. Namely, Ear Bear created a awesome GIF. Or GIF, I don't know how you say it, or how you say I should say it, but an awesome GIF of Joe Beth Williams in a yoga pose, and then our heads coming out of her ass. You need to see it. It's pretty good. Also, Spencer Broseff created a horror trailer, which we asked for Stop or My Mom Will Kill, equally awesome. So if you haven't been visiting our message boards at earwolf.com, definitely get on that. But now back to some of the things we might have missed. Anna the Head writes, June has been killing it. Her comments here about Street Fighter have been great. But she wanted to point out that when Estelle Getty calls the dispatcher because she's locked in the cop car, the cop immediately tells her to look for a Slim Jim. Never mind that he doesn't confirm her identity or ask how she locked herself in a car. Somehow he knows that pulling up the locks in the door won't just work, so he goes right for the Slim Jim idea. Why doesn't he ask her? Oh, why didn't you just pull up the lock? Great catch, Anna, the hated. You really nailed it. Good eagle eyes there. Yeah, that was a weird sequence. In a movie of weird things, you picked out a very subtle weird thing, so I appreciate that. Damn999 writes, so Stallone was a homicide detective, right? Is that why his mother held back information from the police so he could catch the murderer himself and get a promotion? But he was also making undercover busts at the beginning of the film, which I'm guessing is part of a vice department, and he's also a hostage negotiator? Maybe that would make sense in a small town or something, but he's living in Los Angeles. Why is he doing every single job in the LAPD? Great question, damn 999. I don't understand it myself. Guys, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot is clearly a classic, and you pointed out some very good things, made some very good things. I love this trend of making GIFs and trailers and memes. There's some Jason memes there. There's some June's memes there. So continue to please do that. What am I doing? Still not getting any memes. Would love a meme. I don't have memes at all. Maybe I'm not meme worthy. I don't think I am. I'm in London right now. We are going to be sending you a classic episode. This one we recorded quite a while ago with a great guest coming up. But before we get into that, I want to let you know that there are a couple things you can do. You can buy a How Did This Get Made t-shirt. The classic
Crank 2, how did this get made t-shirt. The fact that they're still selling means that you haven't bought them. So get the fuck on it so we can get a new t-shirt in here. Also, my comic book, Aliens vs. Parker, is on newsstands and at comicology.com. You can check out my web series, The Arsenio Hall Show, where I recreate classic clips of The Arsenio Hall Show. The first episode starred Will Arnett as Bill Clinton. June is currently on Burning Love Season 3. You can go to burninglove.com. Jason is still in The Dictator. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at paulshear.com. Guys, I'm drunk. I'm in London. We just wrapped our NTSF shoot. It was amazing. You can check that out. It's an NTSF mini movie with Julian Barrett, Anthony Stewart Head, Giles from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Kelly Brook, and many, many more. That's coming up this summer. I don't mean to give you a lot of advertisements, but check out Joyful Noise next week with an amazing guest. We're going to have a lot of fun. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.